thank you.
pain in
Pleasure.
my leg.
Oh,
Because
fabulous.
there's a pain in
Yeah.
my feet. It's a pulling nerve.
Yeah,
But
the
as
pulling
I say,
sensation. Yes.
it's just aware.
Yeah, the
Aware of
awareness that
the
is
pulling nerve.
aware is not affected on.
Yeah, aware. And then for a short while you go,
Yeah,
it's just aware.
it will go off. And there
Yeah.
are understanding behind it. Because when you are aware, relaxed, there is no craving force. The craving force that is attached to that pulling sensation, when you label it as pain or negative feeling, that is a mental hindrance. A lot of meditators doesn't realize. Then they were told very gullibly. They were told to note pain, 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 thinking that it will go away. So now, this is the Dhamma understanding. When you label that as pain, 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 what happened to your mind? You create mental hindrances. Your pain is a negative sensation, ill will. You dislike that feeling, which you have unknowingly developed as a duality that you accumulated within your meditative training, and you don't like that sensation, you want to push it away. So what happened is, at the mind level, it has become a mental hindrance. And the moment you label it, that mental hindrance of ill will will prevent you from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why people find it very difficult to break through to pain, and they try to endure and become miserable inside the retreat. For your case, because you learn how to be aware, you develop awareness-based meditation, the moment you relax into it and maintain awareness, there is no more craving force there. When there is no more craving force there to label it as pleasant or unpleasant, then what happens is sati take over. And sati is a spiritual faculty. It's not a mental hindrance. So when sati take over, it dissolves. Then you come to realize that sensation that arise, which normal people label as pain, the unpleasant sensation, is actually dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, not a permanent unchanging entity or something intrinsic within you. Before there was pain, there was no pain. So what happened was pain originated or arise through your tactile sensation that the body cannot understand. When the body and mind cannot understand, it will label it such. Then you will try to do something to push it away, or fight it, resist it. And that is not meditation. That is not accord and flow. That is resisting, fighting. So what you should do is continue to relax, maintain awareness. And then you realize when sati take over, because you don't have mental hindrance, it's a spiritual faculty, it develops into that silent mind, awareness nature, before the thought, before the perception, before the words. So this will enable you to experience what you described, Cindy, as suddenly you feel that thing gone, no more. It's because that which creates pain is actually when you are mindful and aware, you can see the pulling sensation. It originates from your bodily condition, which is not relaxed enough. And the mental hindrance is there. That's why it hold on to it, it cling on to it, and it create that resistance to the flow of qi. And because your qi cannot flow, then that sensation keep on coming. But if you are mindful, you can be aware of it. Aware, aware. It's moment to moment. It's not really a permanent thing. But because you are not in the state of relax and you don't know how to maintain awareness, so that sati take over, That's why that one prevent a lot of meditator from breaking free from pain. So for your case, when you can have the understanding to do it, that's why my nature rejoices. Sadhu to you, Cindy. Very good. Sadhu. You continue.
Thank you. That's all. That's what I
Oh,
did.
that's all. Huh? Okay,
In
very
fact,
good. Thank you for that good sharing.
the pain go off, and
Yeah.
then, as I said, I'm aware.
Yeah,
So
and you feel very good, isn't
it?
it?
It come back again, one and not the pain will come back again.
Definitely, because you must
Yeah.
relax
Then you
enough.
bring awareness, then it go off.
Yeah, then it go off again. Because when you are aware, you don't allow that ill will, dislike of that feeling, you don't label it, then it will not come back and haunt you. You just endure it, relax with understanding. Sometimes you can laugh at it. Because the best way to break it is, last time I remember 1988 or towards the end of 1988, I was at a 3-day, 2-night retreat. Then my teacher Achayatra was holding that retreat, the weekend retreat, they call it the 8 precept retreat. So what happened was he said, body is a body, mind is mind. Body is not the mind. The mind is not the body. But we choose to care mind. Your mind is most important. Like the Buddha said, mind is a foreigner, all things mind is cheap. When mind arise, all things arise. Yeah. He just said this now. Body is just a body. Mind is mind. Mind never the body, body never the mind. We choose to care mind. Finish. So what happened was, I was meditating. Then after 1.5 day, almost the second day already, like every cultivator, there was pain. So in order to understand it, I relaxed into it. But the pain was, like you say, keep on coming back, keep on coming back. So what happened was, I reflected on what my teacher told me, Achayendra. Body is a body. Mind is mind. Mind never the body. Body never mind. So I developed the faith in him. And with that faith and understanding, I make a vow. I say, I will continue to endure this pain until I understand how to actually overcome it or how to deal with it. Then I tell myself, even if my leg, well, the thought will arise and tell you, you continue, you will paralyze your leg or something very bad will happen to your leg. Yeah. But I was so determined, I said, paralyze, paralyze, but I have it. So I see through. So what happened was, when it reached a peak of that so-called pain or sensation, although with mindfulness awareness, in the state of relax, I was able to endure. But normal people would have given up because it was so severe. So what happened was, after about 1.5 hours, I remember, suddenly, that so-called sensation of pain flashed through my mind. There was a bright light, in my mind, complete burst in bright light. Like manifest very fast. Within that instant, you know what happened? No? There was a transformation in consciousness. No? All of a sudden, the next moment I become aware, I realize that so-called sensation is completely gone. No? Like vaporized. No? Like nothing there. No? Then I was, in a way, curious. What happened? But then I realized my mind, that awareness, that mindfulness was so powerful and so strong and so clear. It's like a magnifying glass. Now. So I moved it down to the lake there to see what actually happened. Now. And to my surprise, that so-called pulling sensation, everything was still there. Now. But there was no feeling or sensation of the so-called pain or whatever. Because of that, inside the flesh and the shift in consciousness, what happened was my mind become totally different. Then I saw how all the pulling sensation was the constriction within my physical body. Then I just relaxed into it. Then I saw it disappearing. The whole thing gone. Then after that, there was so much joy. It's like, this is it. Because that so-called sensation was tuned to the reason that I cannot relax deep enough to let it go through, to let it flash through, or to let the chi flow. Then it accumulates and become resistant. After that, I can sit for hours without worrying about pain. Since that year 1989 until I think the recent few years when I decided not to be a hero to endure pain. Because if you sit for too long, if you don't know how to deal with the physical body, I was told by somebody who know how to treat this meditator with problem of sitting too long. If you sit too long, the lactic acid will build up or no, especially at the point where your buttock is with the cushion. No? Then it may develop into a posture problem. Yeah? We tend to like to sit on the point where most of the weight can go there. Even the physio people will know. That is, your spine at the back has already developed that so-called slight imperfection of shape. Then because of that, it will cause you to have leg pain and all those things. Then it is injury. You sit very long, it can actually give rise to spinal problem. Your muscle will like get entangled or they call you one frozen. I don't know. Then like stiff or whatever. Then it is not relaxed. No. And then the muscle cannot actually support your pelvic and all. Then you start to have this type of posture problem. Then sometimes it affects your head. You cannot walk. Then you need to go and see physio, or you need to get treatment, and you need to even see the chiropractor and all those things. And some of my classmates, they go for operation. Then all this can develop, especially office worker, you sit too long. But because of what happened after that year, 1988, I got no more problem with sitting. The pain, before it can come, I can laugh at it. And I can just relax into it. Then it just disappears. But don't try to be a hero, like I say. Don't sit too long. That's why after the last few years, I think 4 or 5 years ago, last time at the retreat, you can see when I teach meditation, I can sit for 3-4 hours, no problem. But as you age, no point. Don't be a hero. Yeah, the body is still a body. So I need to take care of this part of the problem of the body. That's why after that, I tend to sit on a chair. Nowadays, you see me sit on a chair because I don't want to risk hurting that physical body. Even though you can tell me the Buddha recommend cross leg and all that thing, it's okay. But the posture is up to you. It is like the Buddha said, whatever posture, whether standing, sitting, walking, or lying down, you can be in a meditative state. So sati sampajana also clearly defined that mindfulness can be developed, leading to heedfulness whenever you are living life. Means anytime, anywhere, any posture, you can develop mindfulness leading to heedfulness. So all this understanding are very important.